Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And he's back. Yes, Stuart's back.
Oh, yes, I am. Hello.
Were you away? Did we not have you last week, Stu?
Yeah, no, you didn't. And right. You didn't have bang on a bit last week without
well,
me.
Yeah, well, that's it. We had lots to catch up about.
Yeah, you didn't have me here. Didn't have me here to trim the fat.
Yeah, and you should have seen the stuff we left out.
Oh, God.
But what? You're very welcome back.
It is anyway, nice to have him back, isn't it?
Yeah. Shall we?
Well, thank you.
Shall we go straight in and listen to a song?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah.
No messing.
Let's celebrate this moment. Let's celebrate with Lunchbox. This is Dream Parade. Lunchbox and Dream Parade just out, the obvious thing to say is short and sweet.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah,
I
know.
Is that why you picked it, Richard?
Pretty much,
that,
yeah.
I believe, didn't you?
Yeah, I did pick that, and I was very very happy with a 1:30 running time. I'm just looking at we're playing it off YouTube, and someone's pressed the dislike button.
Look at that!
31 likes, 1 dislike. Who could dislike that?
Very uncharitable. Look
I know
at that.
It's so pleasant, and that wouldn't harm any kind of form of animal or child. Would it, that song,
not at all.
Somebody who absolutely hates that sort of jangly pop.
Indie.
No, I figured it out. It's probably a previous member of the band because you know when I post Boy Racer videos, I always get the thumbs down, and it's usually an ex-member.
There's loads of them, so
I know.
Couldn't you be one of the suspects then, Stuart? Haven't you played with Lunchbox?
Yeah. I have indeed.
I thought there's a link. That's possibly one of the reasons I picked it as well, because I'm sure there's a link somewhere. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't expecting that from you, to be honest, Richard. That's not usually what I think of you when when I think of your musical tastes.
Well, no, I suppose I was thinking of you more, Stuart, because I knew you knew these people, and I couldn't remember whether you'd played in them or whatever. But I just thought it was a nice. I thought it was a nice little thing to present to the for the podcast, really. And I don't dislike the track either. I think it's quite lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice
video
too. Nice video.
That video's awesome. Rachel Bloomberg did that video. Do you know who she is?
I do not know who she is.
Well. No. She used to play drums in Lunchbox, funnily enough.
No, really? Is it her that's... So she couldn't be the person that's disliked it if she did the video?
No. I wouldn't imagine
unless she wasn't happy with it.
But, it's a great video. Love the video.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
I mean, you know, Lunchbox very much have the sound dialed in at this point. It's all bass and treble and no mids.
It's got all the classic... Lunchbox elements, I think, in terms of chord progressions, etc.
And Donna sang that one.
Nice, liked it. Some of their stuff in the past has been quite sprawling, hasn't it? Sort of sprawling psychedelic journeys.
Oh, has it? I've got one album by them. Evolvers? Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Evolvers?
Yes.
That's
the only album
right.
I think I've got by them. But
But that's true. That was very short. Pure pop stuff. Liked it.
Yeah. And it's on Slumberland.
It's on Slumberland. It says. Well, have they been on Slumberland before, or is that is that a recent development?
Surprisingly, not. It's taken it's taken Slumberland 31 years to put a record out by Tim, Mike, and Donna were all in. Hard left.
I was going to say this. I was actually going to say, but I didn't want to sound foolish if I got it wrong.
Yes, and I was actually, and I was also the drummer
in that.
Hard left for a while. So yeah, so
okay.
Actually, yeah.
All the dots are being joined. Yes.
Look at that.
So this is very much. This is very different music from Hard Left, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Hard Left, in case our listeners didn't know, were a Marxist skinhead oi band. Look at that. Rich is choking on his coffee as I say that. It's true, though.
It's true, yeah.
This is quite the opposite, but you wouldn't call it hard right, though.
No.
There appears to be an album or something on the way, doesn't there? Because it says pre-order after school special.
Right,
so
that must
there's
be the
a
album,
pre-order. A pre-order in the offing there, so
okay, some upcoming thing. So they've, so that's well, we've heard 1:30 of the album, so I'm sure there'll be plenty more.
Hope they're all as short as that, eh, Richard?
Yeah, I hope so. Actually, I mean, I could go to about 2 minutes, but I hope they're all nice and short and sweet. Yeah. So, it was the other thing I thought it was the opposite of was Norwegian black metal.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
We were talking off air about Norwegian black metal, and I was thinking there couldn't be anything more opposite, could there?
That's true. Mm. Yes.
I can't imagine the guitarist would kill the bass player in this band.
No, or the other way round.
Sorry, I can't remember which way round it was.
Tim and Donna. The other guitarist and the bass player in that band, so I would hope not, because they are a married couple. So
tensions could be high, couldn't they?
Falling down a rabbit hole here, aren't we?
You didn't do the washing up last night, and that bass is out of tune.
I like how Matthew has wisely got his hand over his mouth, just nodding. Like, I'm not going to say anything here.
All I'm going to say is I liked it. It was good. Yeah.
Good.
So shall we move on?
Yes.
So professional.
Yeah. How about this one from Mexico, I believe. Pétalos Mordidos.
Ooh.
That's the name of the song.
Oh, yeah. By Margaritas Podridas.
That's it.
I'm glad you both did that.
Stuart's got his maracas out.
Yeah, you missed that, didn't you, Richard?
I wasn't watching it. And then, I had a look up and I realised that you were adding maracas to it.
It sounded good, didn't it?
The maracas?
You should have put some maracas in there.
Yeah, more maracas, I think, yeah.
Well, I just noticed I had a pair of maracas on my desk here.
As you do.
And I couldn't resist giving them a shake while I was listening to that.
So that was Margaritas Podridas. And their song was Pétalos Mordidos.
Pronounced.
Fantastic. Look at that. Yeah.
So
yes.
Does it mean Rotten Daisies? Does it? Because it says Rotten Daisies underneath the name on the side of that.
Yeah, I spotted that as well. Come on, Matt, you did Spanish. Well,
I thought margaritas were sunflowers, but it could be daisies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some kind of flower, yeah.
Right.
I know pétalos mordidos means bitten flowers. Bitten.
Bitten flowers.
Bitten flowers, eh? I like that.
Yeah, it's all good flowers, isn't it?
Yeah. I noticed very minimal lyrics to the song. Pétalos mordidos arrancados means... bitten flowers, torn
right
as well.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Then me duele means I'm in pain.
Right.
No puedo controlar, I can't control the badness in the world.
Oh,
and that's
whoa,
all.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
all of that's all of the lyrics for the song.
That's fantastic. I'm glad that I brought this song to you just to get a translation. Thank you for that.
It's really
man.
Useful, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to pick more Spanish songs. Well, that's from Mexico. Mm-hmm. First Mexican band on the show, probably.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, I knew this was your choice, Stuart, because of the flanged bass.
Way!
Yeah. Straight
can't
away.
Go wrong. Can't go wrong with a flanged.
Knew exactly who picked this.
Yeah,
I love my flanged bass.
You really
what can
do
I say?
These days. Yeah,
it really drove the song, didn't it? That's what drives the song. That bass, doesn't it?
There's a lot. Yes. There was a lot of different bass lines in it. There was one about a minute in that sounded like the bass line of Disorder by Joy Division. It went right down, if you know that song. It's a crazy bass line, and they did something similar on there, and my ears were pricking up at that point.
Well, you are a bass player, so you would know about that.
Would
sort
listen
of thing.
To, seem to listen to the bass first. That's interesting, isn't it? And then there was a whole separate bass melody that came in after that, so they weren't content with just two different ones. It seemed to be based around the bass.
Very good. Look at him. He's just chuckling away to himself.
Yes.
But I really enjoyed some of the guitar noises as well as the bass in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Some really nice distorted guitar sounds there, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, and I actually the bit where there was like a little feedbacky thing, and then it just stopped so abruptly. And I like that. They just like cut it completely dead, and then the bass right in the middle of the song. You know, do you remember that bit? I was into that. How it just suddenly abruptly stopped. You're like, I wasn't expecting that. They didn't even whack a bit of reverb on it or anything.
Just stopped.
Boom.
Dead.
Yeah. Just yeah. But very promising.
Yeah.
I like
that
band a lot.
Yeah. Have they released other stuff? How did they come to your attention then?
Let's see. Somebody posted it on their page on Facebook, and I just thought that looks interesting.
Okay.
And so that other song, they have another song called "Wow,"
yes,
which is in a similarly shoegaze thing. But they have like an LP, before that, that sounds quite a bit different. It sounds a lot more straight up, punky.
Right.
So, which is interesting because they've gone from kind of punk to more shoegazy kind of thing. Whereas a lot of bands do it the other way around, I think.
I've noticed that on here there's a couple of reviews, and someone's favourite track on the album is "Cock Diesel."
Wow.
Which is the sixth track on "Cock Diesel."
What are you? Where are you looking? Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought you just made that up, but
no, that's all right. Actually the truth. I couldn't possibly make that up.
Matt, can you translate that one for us, please?
Este Vergas el disco favorite track. No, that's what it means. Yeah, "Cock
all
Diesel."
Right.
There's nothing else to translate.
Right.
Yeah. No, I meant the lyrics. Like...
Oh, the lyrics, sorry.
Oh, we've got the lyrics for
"Cock
Diesel."
Let me just have a look. Oh, it's in English.
Oh, it's in English.
Yeah.
I wish I had another face that didn't cry, didn't talk. You did it once, you did it twice, and I don't want to try. Miss you, fuck it up. Onwards. Then it says, "Miss you, fuck it up, miss you, fuck it up. Cock Diesel, four loco on my head. Your muscles almost crush my face."
Oh my god.
Wow. Hidden depths.
What, Cock Diesel? Yeah.
Well, they've moved on a bit since Cock Diesel, I believe.
But some nice sounds in there, yes. But yeah, with a heavy nod to a bygone era, but it's still quite a vital sound, I would have thought. Yeah,
they. Oh, yeah, interesting.
I mean, they describe themselves on the well in Spanish, banda noise con influencias grunge y shoegaze. So grunge and shoegaze influences.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
From Hermosillo, Sonora, Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
like
I'm not. Well, there wasn't much shoegaze coming through. No, there, I don't think in that one. But,
no, post-punk, wasn't it?
Yeah. But one to watch.
One to watch, definitely.
One of my. Have you ever heard Laurel Meets the Obsolete?
I know the name.
They're from Mexico.
Are they from Mexico?
Oh.
Yeah, they're worth checking out. I like them. They
I have heard them actually. Yeah, I've heard them. They're quite psychedelic. Is that right?
A bit more psychedelic. But if you like nice guitar noises, they make lots of those. So yeah.
All right.
So it's hot. It's dead hot in Mexico, isn't it?
It can be.
It is. Yeah.
Mm. Right. Okay.
It can be. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Do you wish to elaborate?
You're there sweltering away at what, you know, is it 75 degrees Fahrenheit in England right now?
It's really hot.
Hovering around 20 Celsius, whatever that is in Fahrenheit. Yeah.
It was 136 degrees Fahrenheit in Death Valley last week, I believe it's 54 degrees Celsius.
It's the hottest it's ever been.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. What about that? So just you think about that, you wimpy English.
Yeah. I mean, it's just what worries me about. It's back, like, but I mean, I assume they have air conditioning.
In Death Valley, I don't think so. In the whole of Death Valley.
I remember Roy Castle went to Death Valley on Record Breakers. And I remember he cooked an egg on a stone.
I remember that.
I knew you were going to say that.
I was going to bring that up. Oh my god! Yeah.
Wow.
Cooked an egg.
Well, you know what? To our non English viewers, maybe we could put a YouTube link on the podcast because they won't know. They won't understand the relevance of Roy Castle frying an egg on the rock. But it was a big... I mean, we all remember that moment, all three of us.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all saw it at different points, but it left an indelible mark on all of our minds. So, yeah.
Have you been to Death Valley, Stuart?
I don't think I have. I think I've driven through it. I don't think I stopped. I don't remember.
There's not much there.
It's just, you know, it's a big desert.
I'd wait for it to cool down a bit before you go. Shall I have another song?
Go on then.
Yes.
This is, we're going down to, I've forgotten where they're from. They're from Colombia, I think. This is Saint Panther. Ontario. That's Saint Panther and Highway from, I believe, from Colombia. And there was no flange on the bass.
There wasn't.
No, but
straightforward.
Had me maracas out for that one as well.
Yeah, could have done with some maracas, couldn't
we? Are we going to do a mix of these songs with Stuart's maracas in?
Yes.
As well, people can choose with maracas or without maracas.
Yes. Well, that was, never heard of Saint Panther. Thank you for bringing that to my attention, Matt. I thought that was amazing. Loved it.
Yeah.
I was super into it.
I have to say, I was desperate.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what you're going to say.
What?
You're going to say your daughter is actually a big fan. Yeah.
No, not this time. No.
Right. Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
But she'd probably like that. I was desperately looking for something interesting today, and I just, you know, with lots of looking around the internet, it's quite a big place, but I found... I came across that, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I liked the video as well. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, that video's bonkers.
Yeah, yeah.
It took me a little while to figure out what was going on in the video.
So I can't fill you in very much about Saint Panther. I mean, she is described as a producer.
Right.
So I guess she produces stuff as well as
A lot of people describe themselves as producers now, don't they?
Right. Is that a
the artist thing? And producer. So I imagine it's just because they produce their own stuff rather than going into a studio.
I know that track is one of two that are available to listen to from a forthcoming album. You know,
Her voice really reminded me of someone, and it was driving me mad,
right?
Absolutely mad, and I didn't get any closer to getting it. But I did really like it. Yeah,
I quite like the thing that she was doing.
It was I was thinking about that. It was a right interesting hook, and I didn't know if it was like meant to be kind of a laugh, like a. Yeah. I started reminding me of that song, The Laughing Policeman. Do you remember that?
I didn't get it.
Anyone remember that?
Yeah. That's interesting you said that, because it didn't remind me of that song at all.
No, I can imagine not, no.
But I really like that. It was really quite minimalistic, wasn't it, with the production?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the bass. Yeah. Quite an interesting drum sound, yeah.
Yeah. And very little else apart from the voice. That was great.
Didn't need it. Didn't need anything else, did it?
Yeah. No. And was it short enough for you?
Fine. 2:32, absolutely perfect. Although we stopped it at 2:31, so we don't know what happened in the last second.
It all went wrong in the last second.
Yeah.
Do you want me to play the last second?
Please, that's all right,
There.
Right, okay, that was nothing happened.
Yeah, I like that, fantastic. I'm going to investigate further. I really enjoyed the bass kind of kept it all together, because the bass was the same all the way through, and that was the secret sauce, I think, just the repetitive bass that I kept.
Could I say ESG at this point?
A
little bit in the bass line and the drums. Okay,
very much so.
Enjoyed it. Good. Yeah, so we've hovered around the same kind of geographical area, have we? Colombia, Mexico, and San Francisco, sort of general.
No Europeans this
absolutely
week.
Absolutely none. None of those miserable Europeans.
No.
So, if you want to find out more about Saint Panther, she has a website, saintpanther.com. There we go, that's simple. Good stuff. Yeah, so we've already listened to three songs. Yeah, so we're ahead of the game.
We're ahead of the game. Yeah. Is it time for the scores?
Just before we go to the scores then, Stuart, so how's the new job? You've moved jobs. Yeah, you're working in a record shop.
I have indeed.
Yeah. Have you started?
I have. Yeah. I started this week. I love it. It's fantastic.
Great.
I'm working in Jerome, Arizona at the Pussifer store.
The Pussifer store.
Pussifer. Yes.
Pussifer. Right.
Yes, it's fantastic. It is a record shop and a wine bar and a barber shop.
Wow. And so you can buy a record, get your hair cut, have a glass of wine.
Absolutely.
All at the same time.
And buy a t-shirt.
Wow.
They print t-shirts there as well. It's a fascinating store. It's three floors, beautiful wooden building. Yeah, you should come by next time you're in Jerome, Arizona.
Did they do pets?
Did they what?
Pets.
Did they do... Did they do what?
Pets.
Pets.
Pets. Pets. Pets. You cover in your mouth. Pets.
Did they do pets?
Oh, like a pets... Pet store.
Yes. Do they sell pets? Yes, that's what I was asking.
No.
Okay. Maybe, right, okay.
Got a missing a gap in the market there, though.
I just thought that was the only thing they didn't do. Yeah, it'd be nice to buy a record and a pet on the same day, wouldn't it?
Well, you can do pretty much everything else there.
Okay.
So you're just being fucking greedy. Now,
I go to a separate. If I'm in, where was it? Arizona? What was the town?
Jerome.
If I'm in Jerome, I'd go to a separate store for my pet.
So I'll tell you right now, there is not a pet store in Jerome, Arizona.
Oh my god!
Should I tell you? It's an old mining town.
Right.
Check this out. Population 444.
No.
Wow.
444. It's a tiny little town.
So
it's up in the hills.
Right.
It's a very fascinating place.
Right.
Can it sustain?
Yeah,
shop,
that's what I was
such
gonna
as
say.
Yours. Yeah. Must be a lot of passing trade.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. It is quite a touristy little town. But you know, there's also mail order. It's very niche, music-wise and contents of the shop. But you'll just have to look it up.
Gonna look it up on the internet.
Can I say, can I say, listeners, if you are thinking of buying a pet, I would advise going to a specialist store, not just a place that sells other things as well as pets. Yeah, it's like going to a kebab house for a pizza, isn't it?
It's just wrong, isn't it? I've never trusted it at all.
Yeah, you would never buy a pizza from a kebab shop.
No, you
never.
No.
I'd never buy a pet from a kebab shop either.
Shall we do the scores? Yeah. So
go on then. Go on then.
Lunchbox.
Crikey. All right.
Who's going to go first?
Who's going to set the bar? Who's going first?
Well, as I said before, it's kind of like a nugget of pure pop, isn't it? So you can't go wrong. And somebody disliked it, but I don't think they really disliked it. I think they just pressed the wrong button.
Yeah. Someone had an axe to grind.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. I'll give it an 8.
Oof.
Way!
Can't believe that. Can't believe it.
Calm down.
I'm going to be slightly more moderate and give it a 7.
Okay.
Well, look at me. I'm right in between you. I'm going for 7.5.
Right. Perfect. Yeah.
Now, we went to Margaritas Podrida. Something or other. That band from Spain, Margaritas Podridas.
Mexico. Margaritas Podridas. From Mexico, not Spain.
Oh, yes. Did I say Spain? Yeah.
You did, yeah.
From Mexico, Margaritas Podridas. Okay, yeah. I like that. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked the, not quite as much as I like the lunchbox. I'll give it a 7.5.
Interesting. So you go, Stu. You go.
I'm actually going to give it an 8.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. I'm slightly lower. I didn't dislike it, but it's a 6.5.
Bloody hell, that's harsh.
But, right. Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, I know, but I've got to keep some balance to this. But I might change my mind if I hear this track Cock Diesel.
Okay, do you want to go away and listen to that?
I might do, yeah.
Okay, and finally we had, what was her name?
Saint Panther.
Saint Panther, yes. From Colombia.
Not to be mixed up with the Pink Panther.
What? You started early tonight, Richard.
I'm going to start, and I'm going in high. 8.5.
Yes.
Wow, that's high.
I like your start. I'm gonna go 8. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. I'm gonna go 7.5.
Wow!
I believe we have a winner. Saint Panther is the winner tonight.
Wow.
So, thank you for listening to episode 13. Yes, 13 of a quick one with all three of us this week. Fantastic! Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you
enjoyed
classic
lineup.
If you enjoyed that, please like it wherever is
appropriate.
wherever is appropriate to like it. Yes. Yeah.
Well done.
Yes. You can just run down the middle of a street shouting, woo, a quick one.
Yeah.
Matty, Richard and Stuart.
Tell your friends.
And then, please do.